Welcome to our Columbine United Church Advent Podcast. Woohoo! Can you believe it is December 1st? If you are listening to these in order, I can't believe here we are at December. And if you were listening to this around December 1st, you know that it's still around 60 degrees. This is the craziest warm fall winter of my life. So today our scripture is Luke chapter 1, verses 5 through 45, and I am not going to read the whole passage for you because it is long, and yet it is a passage that talks about women and the women in the story of Jesus. And so as Mary is with child, she goes and visits her cousin Elizabeth, and the children and both of the babies in both of their wombs jump for joy, and they come together sure of what God is doing. Today's devotion is written by Steve Poos Benson, pastor here at Columbine, and the title is Women Take the Lead. And so I'm excited to read today's reflection for you on this passage and take a moment to go back and read the passage yourself. Here are Steve's words. My grandma, Mima, was one of the foremost people in my faith development. My Mima heard my prayers at night when she tucked me into bed. Mima took me to church, and we sat beside each other in worship. We read the Bible together and talked theology. She was a strong woman of faith who led the way for me in my spiritual growth. My mother was a strong woman who guided me spiritually. I remember singing in the children's choir she directed at our church. We always did a Christmas concert where the children sang in worship. My mother also heard my bedtime prayers. She taught us to pray before meals. She also talked about spirituality and Christian ethics, how Christians acted in the world. My mother had a direct hand in my spiritual development. When I reflect on my faith and spirituality over my life, I have always been surrounded by strong women. My wife Phoebe and I constantly talk theology and spirituality. We explore our beliefs and how we are shaped by our natural environment, our animals, the woods we live in. Currently on staff, I work with Jill Vanderwall, Samantha Bronson, Natalie Bowdish. Each of these women have unique spiritual backgrounds and express their faith in many various ways. Jill's a strong pastor who, through her leadership skills, has guided our congregation through the building renovation. Samantha and I just spent an hour in my office talking theology and spirituality. She is a gifted pastor in the making. Natalie explores her spirituality in growing and alternative directions. Throughout the church history, we have been guided by strong women who have spoken for social justice, theological depth, and mysticism. We can track the strong presence of women all the way back to the Christian story from Luke's gospel. God chose Elizabeth and Mary as key figures to bring about the birth of the Messiah. The angel Gabriel told Mary, "Nothing is impossible with God." Mary and Elizabeth banked their lives on this and dedicated themselves towards God's direction. As we begin our Advent journey, let us remember the women in our lives who guide and direct our faith development. God speaks through women as they lead us forward towards the birth of the Messiah in the middle of our contemporary lives. Let's close with these words of prayer. Loving Mother God, as we begin our Advent journey, may we be blessed and guided by the vision of women. Their strength and insight point us to your presence among us. Help us listen to their voice as they speak for justice, mercy, and compassion. Amen. Thanks for joining us today, and we'll see you tomorrow.